Good evening, everybody. Brian Newbert here from GoldenBlack.com. Live in his car once again, not a hotel room tonight, a car. So this is not going to be false advertising when I call this our GoldenBlack.com drive home. This time following Purdue's 106-67 NCAA tournament win over Utah State in Gainbridge Fieldhouse. This is brought to you by our friends at the East End Grill and Ripple and Company, Purdue Federal Credit Union, T&W Design and Build, AcrePro.com, and the Whitaker Inn, which I will actually be driving by tonight, but no time soon. I'm driving through a parking garage right now, so let me make sure I don't hit any columns while I'm doing this. I write columns, I don't hit them. Anyway, so Purdue wins 106-67, as I've already mentioned. Really, how should I put this? Not really something where Purdue was celebrating all that overtly after the game. Clearly, this was just Purdue's expectation. This was Purdue making par, getting to the Sweet 16 with these two wins over Grambling State and Utah State here the last couple days. As emphatic as Purdue won those two games, they have a lot to be pleased about, but they have nothing to be satisfied about, I think is probably the best way to put their collective reaction to this. Obviously, Purdue has proven itself this year to be one of the elite teams in college basketball. Anything short of these two wins this weekend would have been abject failure. But nevertheless, there was never a moment of suspense, really, in either of these two games. And Purdue cruised into the Sweet 16, where Purdue should be, obviously, given its stature in college basketball this season. Purdue won by damn near 40, so breaking down plays and things like that seems a little bit futile. So I'm just going to kind of go around the bases here on some just points and blazing takes from this game and some individual superlatives. Obviously, Zach Edey, if there's any pressure on him coming into this, and only stupid people would think there was pressure on him coming into this, because this person has been under the microscope to an unbelievably unfair extent, and that would be an enormous microscope if you had to put him under it. He was awesome in these first two games. He was kind of typical Zach Edey, but just awesome. You couldn't have asked for anything else. Again, these are two opponents that Purdue should have beaten, although I will remind that Utah State was an 8 seed from a 6-bid league, the outright champion from a league that had 6 teams to the NCAA tournament. They were not mid-major batting practice, so to speak. They belonged here. This was a respectable opponent Purdue beat from the 8-9 game here, and that shouldn't be overlooked based on the fact that they're from the Mountain West and they're, I guess, by definition, a mid-major program. But, you know, Zach Edey was absolutely dominant in these two games, as he almost always is. Didn't show any red flags about him maybe trying too hard or him being tentative or him being worried about what idiots are going to say on Twitter about, you know, his play or the watchability of Purdue's games or anything like that. Absolutely dominant. But this was a weekend that really, really highlighted Purdue's completeness, Purdue's strength from top to bottom. I think that Purdue winning this game the way it did, with Braden Smith getting in foul trouble late in the first half on an absolutely horrendous call, that's when Purdue really took off. That's not to say Purdue was better without Braden Smith, but it is to say that Purdue showed that it can play beyond its stars. And when Braden Smith went out, Fletcher Lawyer was great. Really steadied Purdue. I thought that was kind of his time to really show the substance in his game and really buoy Purdue. That's B-U-O-Y, not B-U-I-E, like the Northwestern guard. He was terrific. Trey Kaufman ran the entire game. This is what you're getting next year. I'm not going to say he's going to be this good every game, but this is the sort of productivity that when he becomes Purdue's guy, this is what you're getting. He's that good a player. He's just, it's not been his time yet. And when it is his time, he's going to be really good. And you saw that against Illinois earlier in the season. To a certain extent, you saw it here today, though he wasn't playing without Edey. He was playing with Edey. But this is also what Purdue had in mind back in the spring and summer last year after the NCAA tournament, where they really fell short offensively of what they were capable of doing. Purdue dedicated itself to maximizing its scoring assets, getting scores on the floor, and that's why they crowbarred Troy Kaufman, ran into a role next to Zach Edey, even though on paper that ran the risk of being kind of wonky, and I'm not sure it ever really was. But this is why Purdue wanted, you know, to put Troy Kaufman Wren in an even more prominent role this season, even if it meant him, you know, getting lost in the shadows of Zach Edey at times, or them running into one another in the post, or things like that. And you saw what he meant to Purdue offensively today. He really got them through that first couple minutes of the game, where I think he scored Purdue's first 8 points, two and ones off offensive rebounds, probably having a lot to do with the fact that Zach Edey was taking up a ton of space, allowing Troy Kaufman Wren to get in there to get offensive rebounds. I haven't gone back and watched them yet. But I'm sorry, there's a bus pushing me off the road. That was probably my fault. I think Troy Kaufman Wren was really good in this game. He's a really good player who's going to be a great player next year. And this experience playing next to Edey is going to end up being really good for him, I think. And he's your next guy. He's your next kind of double-figure scoring post-threat next year, on top of a pretty high-end rebounder next year. I think he'll be a guy who can be first-team All-Big Ten next year if things fall the right way. Obviously, we don't know what transfers the rest of the Big Ten's going to buy this offseason, so kind of hard to predict what the rest of the league is going to look like, but Troy Kaufman-Wren's going to be a really good player. And he just made a statement to the whole country pointing out that very fact. You got to give Lance Jones a ton of credit here. He was not very good defensively against Grambling. He has been very up and down defensively all season long, and that's not the expectation of him. I've been kind of wording around it through the course of the year. For a few weeks, I just haven't thought he's really all that good a defensive player, even though he's supposed to be. I've been wording around it because being negative with a 30-win team when you work for a website called goldenblack.com is not a great way to endear yourself to your readers. So I've been kind of dancing around what my eyes have told me about Lance Jones as a defender. Maybe some of you have dawned on it. It's dawned on you if you're particularly astute observers. I don't know, but Lance Jones was great defensively tonight. This is the Lance Jones Purdue needs to make the Final Four. From a defensive perspective, from an offensive perspective alike. Sometimes he gets a little over-aggressive, and that's part of what makes him good. But I think if he really, really dials in on defense, I think he's going to be a real difference maker for Purdue the rest of the way. These are all going to be good teams Purdue plays the rest of the way. Good programs, high-end programs, which isn't to say that Utah State wasn't a good team or a good program. I'm just saying that it's all high majors from here on out, most likely. And some teams that have seen Purdue before, so the shock value of Zach Edey's not going to be as much of a thing. But Purdue's not lost to a ranked opponent this year. You know, they're 8-0 against ranked teams. The best competition sometimes brings the best out of this team. I think in the locker room after this game, you did not see a lot of celebration. You saw a lot of sentiment that this is what they expected, so there was no party. This was just kind of, as I said before, making par. Not to take anything away from the quality of the win, I'm just saying that that's kind of how Purdue's viewing this. Not getting too high about any of these early round wins, even though they've kind of been really, really magnified in the court of public opinion because of some things that happened in the past. Miles Colvin and Camden Heidi, another big difference from last year's team. I think these guys have really helped complete Purdue along with Lance Jones and the depth at the four with Troy Kaufman-Wren and Mason Gillis. But Miles Colvin and Camden Heidi, you know, you wanted your athletes ready to contribute in the NCAA tournament. People have said all year long, get them more minutes to get them ready. Well, they've been getting ready in practice. And this is another one, like kind of Troy Kaufman-Wren, where Purdue sort of played a long game here, where they were sort of trying to make sure those guys were ready for this time of year, knowing that that athleticism and that versatility, and in Miles Colvin's case, that shot-making ability could make a difference when it mattered most, and it absolutely did. Camden Heidi was really good in the two games, really complete, did a lot of different things to help them. His athleticism showed up. Not that you get more points for an alley-oop dunk than you do just a bucket, but their athleticism really showed up. Camden Heidi's defensive versatility really showed up. Miles Colvin has come a long, long way through the course of the year defensively. He is what got him back in the rotation, I think, was he came a long way defensively, as I just said. It was an open wound when he first opened the season. His rebounding was non-existent early in the season. He is really, really, he's really, really dialed into those things late in the year, and that has been a really, really pleasant development for Purdue, and really a needed one. I think this team, in a lot of ways, has gotten better through the course of the year. I think the two guys who really put a face on it, Miles Colvin and Trey Kaufman-Wren, have both really improved as defensive players through the course of the year. I think Fletcher Loyer is playing his best basketball right now. Not that that's necessarily improvement. It's just sort of the ebbs and flows of a season. So just couldn't have asked for any more from Purdue in this first weekend of the NCAA tournament, in the wins over Grambling State and Utah State. And now it's on to Detroit to meet Gonzaga again with a trip to the Elite Eight on the line, where it will be either Tennessee or Creighton. So we will see what happens in Detroit, and that's exactly when the next time will be that I talk to you on one of these podcasts. So from Purdue's 106-67 NCAA tournament win over Utah State, this is Brian Newbert from goldenblack.com. Please leave us a 5-star review if you deem us worthy. If not, then that's cool. That's perfectly cool. 5-star review and a comment, provided it's a productive comment. I don't want any crypto advertisements in our comments. Thank you to the East End Grill and Rippling Company, Purdue Federal Credit Union, T&W Design and Build, AcrePro.com, and the Whitaker Inn for your support all season long, and once again tonight. So I'll talk to you guys again from Detroit. I think on Friday is the game. So we will talk to you then. Thanks, everybody.